Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bill Williams about a special event coming up. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, LaVon. Good to visit with you this morning.
And Bill's here from Omaha setting up a very special display that's going to be available to the public. Bill, tell us the name of this event, and why.
Well, this is the Iowa Remembering Our Fallen exhibit. It's pictures of the fallen from the state of Iowa, from Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's been traveling the state. It was unveiled on May 1st, 2011 for all the Gold Star families in the state. And it's been traveling the state of Iowa since. So we're very pleased with how it's been received. It's been to towns all over the state. And our whole mission is that the fallen from Iraq and Afghanistan will not be forgotten. Most folks don't pay a lot of attention to the fallen in the war on terror because it doesn't affect them. So few serve in the military. So,
and it's still pretty new, actually. I mean, when we look back in history, you know, as you say, World War II affected everybody. This is a more select group, but we just don't realize it really did affect all of us. We just don't realize it.
Oh, absolutely. Now, this all begins with 9/11. So many of the military joined because of 9/11, and almost 7,000 have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And so our mission is that they not be forgotten. So we've expanded this across the country. We have 60% of the pictures of the fallen in the country, and we have 20 states done that are traveling, their state with their state-specific fallen. So we're working on a new national memorial, and that's our whole mission, though, is that they not be forgotten.
And when you have a national one, though, will that still be traveling?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. It's set to be unveiled near the Lincoln Memorial on September 7th for all the Gold Star families in the country. But these state-specific exhibits that we do have done, they'll continue to travel their state so that people can see people that they know and mm-hmm. they want to honor them. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as I look at it, even though I might not know a name, when you see the pictures of all of these young people who gave their lives, it's just such an impact.
Well, because my wife's idea was to not only ask the families for their military picture of their fallen family member, but to ask them for their favorite personal picture. So that's what brings out the emotion. You'll have a straight ahead unsmiling Marine, but then the inset photo is him with his 4-H calf at the county fair when he was 7. So that's what affects people. Plus, it's traveled so long that there's personal notes and clothing items and caps and that kind of thing that are part of the traveling display. So, okay. Yeah.
Now, you said this was, that part of it was your wife's idea. We need to talk about the creation of this because this is a very personal creation, Bill.
Absolutely, yeah. Omaha World Herald did a story about 7 years ago about a father who lost his son in Iraq from Nebraska. And his concern was that his son would be forgotten. So Yvonne and I read it and came up with the idea to create an exhibit of the pictures. Didn't want it to sit in a museum, wanted it to travel. And so all our states that we do have done are traveling their individual states so that people can see it. And they appear in the library or the city hall or the high school or every town has a place that people can come and see it.
So we should say, I have not said where it is in Atlantic because it's going to be here for several days. And we want to invite people to the American Legion Memorial Building, the Armory, to see this display. And you've worked with several people here in town to make this happen.
Yep. County Service Officer Mitch is the one that contacted me and asked if we could work it in, and Steve as well. So we're pleased to have it here. It was here, I think, about 4 years ago at the high school. And I think that's the only time it's been in Atlantic. And it's been a lot of surrounding towns. And if anybody wants to look at the website, it's rememberingourfallen.org. And you can click on the tour schedule for Iowa and see all the towns it's been to since 2011.
And where it's going next. We are listed there. Yes. So Mitch is set up so that there's a host here on this Friday, noon to 4:30, on Saturday from 10 to 3, and on Sunday from 10 to 2. Now, we also need to say on Saturday, is the Bada Bada Bing Bang Rally that's here pretty much all day on the ground. So you can see lots of things going on. So you were the major creator of this. I know you've had lots of help around the country, but I want to know a little more about you, Bill. Give us a bit of your history.
Well, my family goes back to Cass County. I graduated from Red Oak in class of 69, but my late parents, Bob and Jan Williams, grew up in Atlantic and returned here to live for about 25 years before their passing. And my uncle Tom Clithrow, a lot of folks remember Tom Clithrow. And so, Tom moved off to Ames, and but you know, there's a lot of memories here in Atlantic as I was driving around town this morning. Right. So, yeah.
And then I think Bob, your dad, also was in Exira as a teacher or a principal.
Yep, he was a principal in Exira. We grew up in Exira, and then we moved to Red Oak, and then he was superintendent in South Page down by Clarinda, and also in Villisca before returning to Atlantic, and then he got into sales, and then he worked out at the golf course. And so he's, Dad was elected to the Simpson College Hall of Fame. He's also to the, or for the Hall of Fame for Iowa high school basketball officials.
Very good.
Quite a legacy, yeah.
Yes, and your mom was out there too, maybe not quite, you know, where you can say all these schools, but I knew your mom and she was a really active person. They were quite a couple.
They were quite a couple, and we missed them, but we have fond memories and all her volunteer work and her enthusiasm for anything she was involved in. It's we're proud to be their children. Absolutely.
Yes, that's great. So we're remembering Jan and Bob Williams because Bill Williams is their son, but we also, then again, want to come back to the reason that Bill is here in Atlantic right now is to set up the display, Remembering Our Fallen. But you've also been involved in other ways with veterans. Maybe you can tell us a bit about that.
Well, we are. Yvonne and I are the organizers of the Nebraska Honor Flights, and we did 7 World War II flights. We did 2 Korea and 2 Vietnam. Our last one was 2 weeks ago today. It was on May 1st that we took 4 planes, 653 Nebraska. We took a handful of Iowa guys as well, but all Vietnam vets off to D.C. It was the largest group of Vietnam vets from one state to ever visit the wall. When we returned, this time we went into the Lincoln Airport on the return, and there were 7,000 people at the airport to cheer for these most deserving veterans, the Vietnam guys who didn't get much of a homecoming, and if they did, it was negative. So it's a lot of tears, a lot of happiness, and it's just been our honor and privilege to be involved. About 3,300 veterans have gone on our 11 flights. So.
And having sort of been connected with the one here, like you say, it's not just the visit to D.C., it's kind of the preparation that people are thinking about and that welcome home. And the little kids, everybody is there to welcome.
The flags and the bands playing, and our pre-flight dinner the night before was 1,500 people. We had a Bob Hope imitator from Phoenix, and he also did Red Skelton doing the pledge at the beginning. And so it's quite an event. We've been at it a long time. That's our final one. We need to turn our attention now to our national Remembering Our Fallen, and so that's our new mission.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And yes, as you move on with this new special display, and I know we'll be hearing more about that. What did you learn from doing this, from putting this together? Is some special things that you learned by putting it together?
Well, the most important thing is how touching it is, what it means to the Gold Star families, because as I mentioned, there only 0.5% serve in the military today. It's not like as you said, World War II, where everybody was involved, Victory Gardens and scrap metal drives, and now so few serve that it's just human nature. People don't pay all that much attention. So, but if it's your loved one, it's everything. And so that's why they're so touched to look at the schedule and see in our various states. Our California one was unveiled 2 years ago at the Reagan Library. And California's lost the most in the country, 710 Native sons and daughters. So Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, they're all the same size, about 40 feet, where California's 240 feet and Texas is 200. So That's what we do.
And how many are recognized here from Iowa?
There's about 85 on here, and they were lost in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's our criteria.
Okay. Excellent. So again, we want to remind folks that you all are invited. No fee to be charged. All invited to the American Legion Memorial Building, the Armory, this week on Friday from noon to 4:30, on Saturday from 10 to 3, and 10 to 2 on Sunday. And if you can't come then, or else you see it and you want to come after that, it will be here a while longer. Call Steve Livengood, and he will come and open the building for you, and you can see it at other times too. So it's going to be here and into next week. Be sure to come and visit. We want to thank you very much, Bill Williams, for visiting with us. And until next time, remember our fallen.